Well, this week, when Senator Tammy Duckworth became the first senator to have a baby while in office, that was understandably the headline. But many women also took in that she's a double amputee, was a combat veteran in Iraq, and that she is 50. It prompted the question, what is the latest thinking about age and giving birth? Let's get some answers. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is an OBGYN at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. Dr. Shepherd, we know the risk for complications in pregnancies increases every couple of years, but what is the ideal age?
You know, we've done research on age, obviously with fertility and the optimal time to be pregnant. Now, we know that in your later 20s and into your early 30s are typically the most physiologic times to be pregnant. But also when we talk about fertility and age, we look at the ability to be fertile and how much your eggs and ovaries decline over the years. So that optimal age is usually from your mid-20s into your very early 30s.
Yeah, they say 25 to 29, so pretty much that ballpark. And what are the other issues? Because fertility is one thing. You want to be sure that you can get pregnant. But what are the complications once you do as you get older?
As a range from all body organ systems, including cardiovascular, pulmonary system, and just the kind of beating that a body may take during pregnancy, it really does affect all organ systems. And so the older that a woman gets outside of being able to conceive spontaneously, we also look at the risk of increase in miscarriage, increase in preterm delivery, increase, and also cardiovascular issues, which might lead to preeclampsia, which can affect the pregnancy and also mom and baby.
But women are waiting. According to the government records, the National Vital Statistics, for women 30 through 44, birth rates are the highest they've been since the baby boom era, women waiting later. And then you have in 2017, Janet Jackson giving birth at 50, and Senator Tammy Duckworth more recently. What do you thinking as you're watching those wonderful successes, those blessings for them at 50?
You know, I think it's very encouraging for women who do decide to wait for fertility and, you know, for childbearing. The one thing that we want, you know, women to understand is that the spontaneity of pregnancy does decrease significantly after the age of 35. So that doesn't mean that you cannot get pregnant after the age of 35, but the ability to do that spontaneously significantly declines. So we do know that for women after specifically the age of 40, the chance of conceiving every month is about 5%, when in your early 30s and 20s, that's roughly about 20%.
Right.
So the real message out there is that we want women to know as they get a little bit older that sometimes they may need a little bit of assistance, whether that's with a little bit of infertility, in vitro fertilization, any help that may increase their chances of getting pregnancy, but also optimally their health before getting pregnant. So decreasing obesity, increasing your nutrition, and those things will also help women who are older conceiving spontaneously as well, aside from help.
But you mentioned in vitro fertilization. This is extracting their eggs, combining them with sperm in a lab dish, and then the fertilized eggs, the embryo implanted in the woman's uterus. It's expensive, on average about $12,000, $12,500 each. But we're also reading there are odds there as well. For those under 35, the success rate, more than 40%. Above age 42, it falls to about 10% per cycle at $12,500 per cycle. From 40% to 10%, that's a big drop.
And that's an important statistic that you bring up and is very important for women to understand as well. So, again, even in vitro fertilization after a certain age really does, again, decrease your chances of having that assistance with pregnancy. So that's why we like to insert the conversation or the information, rather, an education for women who are younger to consider freezing their eggs at an earlier age if they do decide to push back on fertility and childbearing experiences for later on in life.
We're seeing pitfalls there. The companies that hold on to those frozen eggs have fallen far short in a couple of recent cases, and the eggs were destroyed. And then there are still the questions. Okay, the eggs might be viable, but your body may not be.
Absolutely. And that's why we encourage making sure that you're at optimal health, making sure that you decrease your chances of having diabetes and hypertension. We also like to have the discussion with women to consider a donor egg. And so in a donor egg consideration, again, there's not necessarily a freezing process, but also having now eggs from a younger female, which may be easier for women to get pregnant and carry that pregnancy as well.
Do you think Tammy Duckworth, also a double amputee, severe combat wounds serving in the Iraq War, Janet Jackson, 50-year-old mothers, giving birth at 50, do you think there are outliers or going to become the norm?
I do think that we will see a slight incline in pregnancies after the age of 40. But again, we need to look at the numbers and see if these are, again, spontaneous pregnancies or assisted pregnancies with either IVF or even donor eggs.
Dr. Jessica Shepherd, an OBGYN at Baylor University Medical Center there in Dallas. Dr. Shepherd, thank you.
Thank you.